November Frost was most likely a study for White Frost, located on the freestanding wall to its right. The two scenes are very similar, yet both represent different experiments in composition. Here, the brushstrokes are looser and the details unclear, as we can see in the lower left-hand corner, as well as the tree in the center. The painting seems disorganized, yet there is an element of naturalism within it. Schofield's attempt to capture the spontaneity and movement within the landscape can be seen in the busy brushstrokes that make up the trees and bushes, but also the house on the right. With all the excitement in this study, the viewer is actually cut off from entering the scene. One of the major differences in composition between this and White Frost is the addition of a path in the foreground that invites the viewer in. Here, the house blocks the foreground and shrubs, and we remain spectators outside of the painting. Nonetheless, the mood remains the same. Both November Frost and White Frost capture the time before the break of winter. The sky is a dull brownish blue, and the two trees, one hanging on to its leaves and the other naked, suggest the inevitable transition that is about to come. The town in the background prepares for the colder months that lay ahead. In the distance, we see patches of browns, yellows, and muted greens that represent barren fields and a finished harvest. Schofield was able to convey a sense of foreboding and starkness within these two paintings.